Okay, since we took a quick recess, Mary, can you call the roll again quickly just so we know who's here?
Okay. Mary Berg is, let's say, David Adelson.
Here.
Mary Berg. Evelyn Bethune. Lydia Brazon. AC Bird.
Here.
Thank you. Lisa Davis.
Here.
Chandra Hoffman.
Here.
Ray LaForest.
Here.
Ambrose Lane.
Oh,
Ambrose. I heard you. Oh, thank you. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Yasav Randhawa.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Bertold Reimers. Rob Robinson. Rip Robbins. Thomas Ruffin.
Here.
Wendy Schrill. Wendy. Okay, Lori Taguma. Don White. Don White. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Thank you. Michael Woodson.
Here.
Thank you. Now, let's see. Evelyn Bethune. Evelyn. Lydia. Okay. If you're on the call, it's #1. If you have muted yourself, Evelyn Bethune, Lydia Brazon, let's see here, Bertold Reimers, Rob Robinson, Rip Robbins.
Ambrose is here.
Ambrose, I got you, thank you. Oh,
okay.
I got you, Ambrose. You can't lose that. Okay. Wendy Schrell. Don White. Okay, I guess we have who we have. We're missing Evelyn Bethune, Lydia Brazon, Bertold Reimers, Rob Robinson, Rip Robbins, Wendy Schrell, and Don White.
Okay, well, hopefully they will come back on. Given that we're missing them, I hesitant for the approval of the final motion. So let me just momentarily, while we wait for them, review a couple things. We have to come back to the tabled issue about the ruling I was going to make about Bob's motion being out of order. And we also have the Williams motion on the organizational audit left to do. Then we have to discuss that additional meeting to deal with the GM search resolution. And I also actually hope we do, because the contracts policy, when it was originally passed, had a sunset provision in it. And so I don't believe this the right. We have no contracts policy. I suggest we address that. On the point about the elections, is Dan Siegel and Lonnie Hicks both on now? Are Dan Siegel and
Didn't call them.
Dan's here, yes. Okay,
Dan. I'm sorry.
Up earlier, we had a resolution, a special rule of order that allowed LSBs to, or delegate assemblies rather, to elect their directors at a later point than early January. And in it, it also included, if they got a waiver, in it, it also included a provision for delegate assemblies in signal areas where the election hadn't yet been certified to elect directors for an interim period. And I started off by saying that no, they couldn't do that. Oh, and then they'd re-elect their representatives once the delegates had been seated. And I said no, PNB members would continue in that circumstance. Then I realized, no, it's delegates who continue. And the bylaws don't say anything about PNB members continuing in the absence of a certification of an election. The problem then, or the question then, is what the hell do we do? Because can a delegate assembly elect a director for less than the term described in the bylaws if the board adopts a resolution to that effect as a special rule of order or not? If not, then what would have to happen would be a delegate assembly would have to take that vote to seat their people, and then they'd have to recall them. Alternatively, is there any notion in the law that would say that a director would their term would continue until such time as a delegate assembly could act? What's your thought on the matter,
Mr. Chair? I have a silly idea. Should I do it?
Let me ask Dan to hear his opinion, and then I'll ask for your silly idea.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. Dan?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm silent because I haven't really thought about it. And my sense of the bylaws is that if a representative is elected, it's for the term prescribed by the bylaws, if that person is subsequently recalled as prescribed by the bylaws, of course that can happen. But,
right.
I don't know that as a special rule of order, you could amend the bylaws in the way that you mentioned.
Right. That was my thought, too, and I think we're probably best off calling a meeting, postponing action on that until we can get a little information, because there's so much riding on it. People will have different opinions. Everybody on the board should have the ability to consult whomever they like before we actually do that deal, because there is really a lot of complexity to it. I've heard a few since I started holding forth, so would anybody who's just joined the call since Mary called the roll please identify themselves?
Evelyn.
Don White.
Okay, thank you.
Rob Robinson.
Rip
Robinson.
Doc, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so we've got everybody who was on before. In that case, we'll go back to the agenda. Then we were just at the point where we'd adopted the amendments, letters amendment, and now I want to know, is there any objection to adopting the motion as amended?
Now you're breaking up a little bit. You're talking about the Prescott motion in its entirety as amended, right?
Right.
Which amendment was adopted?
We adopted Bob's amendment as amended, calls for a bylaws for a strategic planning to take place. Okay.
That's the one with stricken.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Good. Thank you.
And the other amendment was his earlier amendment, and LaVarne's amendment did not pass.
No, it did
right.
not pass.
And so, is there any objection to adopting the main motion as amended?
No.
Okay, hearing no objection, that's adopted. The next thing is LaVarne's, I believe I'm right, yes, LaVarne's motion on the organizational audit. LaVarne, do you want to present your motion?
It would be my pleasure. Basically, the reason for the motion, I think I'd sent it out at the 1st of December, is that with the current state of the foundation, particularly in terms of our hiring of an executive director, and now we're in back with an IED, and with there being a number of issues that have been discussed in executive session, closed session, I think in public session too, that that the issues within the organization have just escalated and that have not been resolved in terms of integrating the bylaws into the operational aspects of this foundation over the last 4 years. And that, again, as my amendment had said, I think that the organization is in need of professional assistance to make this happen. And that as the board turns over every year, we seem to lose the institutional memory on motions and moving forward, and that basically the meetings deteriorate into not very many actionable items taking place that we can actually send to the operations and management group to have those things acted on and to move the foundation forward. And again, it's just that the foundation is definitely in need of professional help, that when we had spoken with the in our interview with the executive director, we talked about, or I talked about, bringing in an outside firm, to not-for-profit firm, to assist in either the organizational audit or assist basically in helping to move forward the organization so that we don't find ourselves in the position we're in today, which includes the position at WBAI, and that has continued to suffer from decrease in revenues, decrease in listener base, that we ran an election that completely fell apart, that we still do not have directors to be put in place, and that the organization is in definite need of this professional outside audit. And I think due again to the fact that we are placing new directors on each year, and the vote that has not been able to move the organization forward, and that basically we end up with meetings and that do not really result in, again, actionable items and in movement in the foundation forward. In fact, I think we've taken a big step backward this year, particularly with the elections and the shakes in the media and also basically in a not-for-profit world. So that's basically the reason for the motion. Again, this was put forward more than a month ago. Thank you.
Read it.
Can you read the motion, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you read the motion?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry. The motion. Resolve that the Pacifica Foundation will generate an RFP to consult with a not-for-profit services firm to conduct an organizational audit and analysis with the expectation to provide management tools, strategies, and resources to lead Pacifica through our change in the governance structure. Other areas of the Pacifica Foundation that need direction include executive transition, planning, and boards of directors.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Who would like to speak opposed
point
to the motion?
Point of order.
Yeah.
I've just compared this motion with the one that we voted on and rejected a few minutes ago, and they're
same.
Functionally identical. I mean, there's
yeah.
minor wording changes, but we're, you know, it's 12:30 on the East Coast. It's not in order to debate
right.
the same subject in the same meeting that has just been voted down.
Right.
Yeah, and that was sort of my point earlier, that it was substantively the same as this, and I couldn't on the fly determine, but rather than do that, but I'm just going to ask, and rather than you know, foreclose discussion, I'm going to rule that point of order not well taken, and we're just going to debate it and hold the vote, and the item is not going to take much longer. So I'm going to, I will ask for a vote once we've heard two pro and two con.
Thank you.
I'd like to speak.
Go ahead, Thomas.
I want to speak against the motion. There's time? Okay. I think what LaVon puts forward certainly points toward a need to address a very serious problem we have in Pacifica. It seems as though we recognize that the organization is terribly managed and that the structure, but I think we keep trying to find within the current structure the answer to the problem. I don't think an outside group could come in any way, even with an audit of what of the different positions and operations, and then after that offer advice about what operations should be eliminated, what operations or jobs ought to be changed, and what operations or jobs ought to be preserved. I don't even think with all that we can get around the fact that we need bylaws which would set up a new and certainly a workable structure. And only we, the members of Pacifica, can do that. And unfortunately, we know that we have so much distrust and division that we can't come together to write good bylaws. Also, even if we came together for bylaws, what we would do is send delegates from all sides, and hence we bog down the process of writing bylaws. But until we can get past that, an outside auditing firm can only come in and tell us what we know, that we're hopelessly divided and we'll drag each other to hell to keep our interests protected, even if that means the organization fails. So I think that rather than adopt this motion, we really ought to assign to one or two people the obligation of writing new bylaws that could be reported back to the new board within a few months. And by that new bylaws, I mean a draft that the new board can think about, and if they find them acceptable, with or without revisions, they can report out to the local station boards after they vote to adopt. But we really have to deal with our obligation. Whether we're long-time members or we just came in, we're the ones responsible for this mess, and we're the only ones who can fix it. So for that reason, while I support LaVon's effort at trying to fix this burning hell, I don't think she has enough water to put out the fire. So I would suggest we vote against the motion.
Don White speaking.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, even though I abstained earlier because I wasn't sure this amendment belonged in the motion that was being put forward by Margaret Prescott, I'm going to vote for this, and for some of the reasons that have just been enunciated. We need an objective outside group to evaluate where we are. I agree that the process to rewrite the bylaws will be long and it will be a lot of suffering, partly because many of us are committed to democratic governance of this foundation, and some of the bylaws proposals that will be put out will undermine what I think are the hard-fought victories for democratic governance. So I believe that we should bring in an objective person, and I'll conclude my remarks by saying, when a family is dysfunctional and in turmoil, the best thing to do is to bring in a talented outside person to deliver the reality to all sides. If we're factionalized, we especially need an independent, objective analysis, and therefore I think it would be very healthy for us to get a full report from an objective, outside, talented, capable entity telling us where we are and where we should go. Then, if this new board chooses to ignore some of them and accept some of them, it'll give them a heads up. It'll give them a legs up on really beginning to deal with this, because we are in a crisis right now. So I'm going to support LaVarne's motion, hoping that we can find the agency that can really talk reality to us and get the new board some information that they can move on.
Who would like to speak opposed to the motion?
Mary Burke.
Go ahead, Mary.
What we tried to do, our democratic conception, and what we have been trying to do since the beginning, is unique so far as I have ever seen. I have never seen any management firm, any professional firm of the kind, all nonprofit services who said, this can't work. The fact that it has not worked well, in my estimation, is not due to the structure. It's due to the ill will that has generated largely on both sides because of the factionalism, because activists are beginning, they begin to fight with each other. If there's no will to make a thing work, it's nothing, but there's no system, however beautiful, that will ever work. And that's just what I've personally seen over this time. Now this will remove any vestige of anything we tried to do, and we will go right back to the regular the typical nonprofits, the NPR, or whoever, all the same, but the top to everything that we tried to change, all the deficiencies that we tried to improve is gone. To believe it, if we follow them, there'll be never any other way. So, and it still won't necessarily work any more than it did in the 90s, again, because if there is no will to do ethical and or have integrity in or to make it work, it's still not going to. It will just be different problems and different flaws, except for the ones we have. Rather, I think we should undergo the bylaws revisions of what we have, of what we have agreed to do. What I have, what I find troublesome here in this language, to lead Pacifica, we're going to fit a form. They're going to put bids out to this, and a few little people will hire this firm after they've put out their stuff, and then they will lead us through our change in the governance structure. That's very fundamental. That throws our whole existing structural bylaws out of the window. And we could have an LMA. We could have whatever. I'm not saying that that may or may not be a good thing, but in one fell swoop, a very few people will have fundamentally changed all the work and the energy that so many hundreds, if not thousands, of people have worked and still continue to work to make it succeed. And I can't vote for this. I understand that I'm not objecting to the intention. I understand that there might be ways. But this language, I could not at all support.
This is Wendy.
Thank you. Wendy, are you speaking in favor of the motion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
In response to what Mary just said, I want to just remind everybody that the National Board of the Pacifica Foundation would still be in charge no matter what, no matter who is hired to be the management. I would like to say that we just got an earful about some of the structural things that we have. Our bylaws structure is very clear on how you change that. It involves all our stakeholders. I don't think that anybody, whether they're our employee, well, anybody would be able to change it without buy-in. We also have to recognize, though, that we have some problems right now and that we may not recognize all of them in clear language because we end up fighting political fights over some things that are really basic in running a nonprofit according to their mission statement and being solvent. And I'm just, you know, we don't have to go by any of the recommendations that any of these people come up with, but we have to make this place inhabitable so we can hire an executive director and people can work together we have to make Pacifica work, because we also had an earful about listener money recently, and people need to get it that, you know, we need a little bit of guidance right now, and so I'm going to be voting in favor of the motion, and I thank the maker for bringing it up.
May we move to a vote? Okay, if there's no objection, Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Just look. One moment. My pen. Ah, here she is. Okay. So, we are voting on this. Okay. Mary Berg, I vote no. Evelyn Bethune?
Evelyn votes yes.
Lydia Brazon? A.C. Bird? Pound one? I'll come back to you, A.C. Anyway, Lisa Davis? Pound one. Can people hear me okay?
We can hear you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Sandra Hauptmann?
Yes.
Rayla Forrest? Rayla Horace.
I would not.
Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
No.
Margaret Prescott.
Pass.
Sarvandawa. Sarvandawa, pound one. Sandra Rawline.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Bertold Reimers. Rob Robinson?
No.
Rip Robbins? Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Thank you. Thomas Duncan?
No.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Lori Taguma? Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Now, let's see. Margaret Prescott, you passed. Want some more time?
Hey, am I on mute? Hello?
No, you're okay.
Now we can hear you.
Um,
Sorry, I missed part of the discussion. I'm really sorry. I'll abstain.
Okay. A.C. Byrd, you were here, but I don't hear you. #1 if you are muted. Lisa Davis? Lisa Davis. #1. Sarv Randhawa. Okay, is there anybody who would like to vote and has not been able to be heard? If you're muted...
Did you get Evelyn's vote?
I got Evelyn. Once again, it's #1. Unmute yourself. Okay, I guess that's it. Okay, well, I guess it passes.
Okay, that passes. Now, I just want to point out that since there's a financial impact, the reason I didn't require the financial impact statement beforehand is it just calls for an RFP to be generated. So I think the financial impact of that RFP will need to be reviewed, and it'll be up to the prior board to go ahead with it. Okay?
Mr. Chair, as a point of order, shouldn't the secretary announce the vote tally?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Can you announce the vote tally, please?
Oh, the vote was 8 yes, 5 no, and 1 abstention.
Thank you.
Okay. And can you note in the minutes that the RFP, the cost of the RFP, will require a review?
Yes.
For financial
impact
statement.
That's the typical. It will be the regular.
To be really, really honest about it, I don't think we have something we can define as a regular process on these financial impact statements. But this calls for an RFP to be generated, and that the financial impact of it needs to be reviewed and it needs to be approved. Okay? But this calls for that to go forward. Okay, now, the remaining item is what we tabled earlier in the meeting, which is this question. I'm ruling that the final section, they called for a short-term election of directors, is voided because it's unclear at the moment that is consistent with the clause. And what I want to suggest is that we schedule a subsequent meeting at which we can rule on that. I think everybody on the board needs to consult with various folks and figure this one out. I know I certainly need to, and I don't feel prepared to. The other point that I raised was I would like us to consider reinstituting the contracts policy or instituting it again until review so that we have a contracts policy. Because when I emailed that contracts policy to the management some time ago, I noted that when it was originally passed, it called for it to sunset within 6 months. So without having acted on anything, we have no policy that calls for any management, that calls for any review of contracts before they're executed, including major contracts.
Dave?
So I'm recommending and asking the board whether the board would like to schedule a final meeting. Oh, and then the GM search committee issue. And procedure for that Lydia said she expected to bring at one subsequent meeting. So those are the items that would be on the subsequent meeting if anyone wants to make a motion for such a meeting.
I will make such a motion, Mary Byrd.
Okay, hang on. Let me get Wendy first, and then I'll recognize you, Mary. Wendy?
I think that this discussion happened when us KPFT directors were having our meeting with the KPFT LSB. So what exactly was it where you're saying that a short-term election for...
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Letters motion. We adopted as a special rule of order. It said that basically it defined early January as January 1st to the 15th and said that that's when the delegates should elect directors between January 1st and 15th. In the event that they could not, the date was set for the certification of an election, that delegate assemblies, rather, can obtain a waiver from the PNB allowing them to elect their directors prior to the in-person PMB meeting, but after January 15th, and we voted subsequently to grant that waiver to KPFK, and we're in the process, actually, of granting it to WPFW when a confusion came up. And that had to do with the third section of the motion, which called for delegate assemblies whose elections could not be completed by the January date. It called for them to elect directors with the existing delegate assembly, and that upon certification of the election and seating of the new delegates, the terms of those elected directors would end, and the newly seated delegate assembly would elect directors who would serve the rest of the term. And there's some confusion about whether that is allowable under our bylaws. I had first said that in ruling on it, once it was pointed out, that no directors would continue until the new delegate assembly was seated. But then I realized that the only thing in the bylaws about people continuing is delegates continuing, not directors continuing. Their term is specified for a year, and it says the delegate assembly votes in January, and there is, as far as I can figure, an entity called a delegates assembly still in place in January, even if the election hasn't been certified. So given that this is so important and I think we need additional information, I don't think it's wise or reasonable for us to act on whatever we think on the spur of the moment right now, and it's for that reason I'm suggesting we meet one final time.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that, too.
Mary, do you want to make such a motion?
Yes, I move that we schedule a final meeting to deal with the items that we are not in a position to deal on our agenda, remaining on our agenda.
Would we be able to do that this Monday? Actually, we have a notice requirement, so I guess could we do that a week from today?
We can get unanimous consent.
We can adjourn this meeting. That would let us consider the GM search committee issue and this issue, because they were both on tonight's agenda. It wouldn't let us deal with the contracts issue.
That's my motion, right? I'm moving that we have an adjourned meeting
on Monday.
So when?
A week from Friday would do.
A week from today?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. When can I ask before we go to any discussion on this? When is the earliest date that the delegates assemblies can meet? Is there a delegate assembly meeting scheduled for either the WBAI or WPFW signal areas?
Yeah, this coming Wednesday.
Okay, this coming Wednesday. Then I would suggest we hold our meeting either Sunday or Monday, with the preference being Monday, so that we could contact possibly council, including the council that was involved in the drafting of these bylaws, and get whatever opinions we can get.
Monday would be out for two of us.
Tuesday?
I can't do it either day.
What about Tuesday? Would there be an objection to Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern?
Tuesday, what's the date? January 18th?
January 8th.
Oh, this Tuesday?
Yeah.
An ARD call.
I have a comment.
Margaret, are you trying to be recognized? Okay.
Oh,
I'm not hearing any objection.
Wait, there is an objection.
Yes?
Yes. There's a finance committee meeting on the 8th.
There's what?
Finance committee meeting on the 8th.
Well, this is kind of more important, but first Bob, and then I'll go back to that issue.
Okay.
Bob?
A couple different points. First of all, you asked about the BAI meeting schedule. The issue is not only delegate assemblies, it's also LSB, because the bylaw says that the LSB meeting is the place to elect the directors. Okay, so I just wanted to clarify that. Some people have been operating under the assumption it could only be in the delegate assembly, but actually the bylaws, as I quoted, you know, in that motion, says the LSB. So with that said, the WBAI LSB has scheduled its next meeting for the 14th, Monday the 14th. But because of the dispute about what the bylaws allows, at the last meeting it was ruled that could not be the election of delegates because it hadn't been formally scheduled as a delegates meeting. So that was another thing that this motion would have accomplished, is to correct that and put it back to the correct bylaws view, which is it can happen at either a regular LSB meeting or a specially called delegates meeting. So that's on that point. Now, as far as the scheduling of it Monday or Tuesday, I don't see how that solves the problem of fixing PFW, because you have to give public notice for an election. You can't just have the PNB rule on Tuesday that it's okay to have an election the next day.
Good point. Okay, so in that case, I do think we have a little more time, because I think PFW would have to then give, that's a very, very good point, they'd have to give notice that that was going to be, wait, is that true?
They can give notice
now. It's a regular meeting, and the regular meeting has been noticed. At a regular meeting, you can have items that weren't noticed
right.
on the agenda.
Right.
So no, I think they could do it if it were taken care of. Although they might be very surprised, you know, not knowing until the night before. So the question would be to the PFW delegates: do you think, or directors, do you think there would be any problem with, for example, that board announcing a meeting for a week later and doing it a week later, if need be? Can I hear from the PFW directors on what they think about that?
I'm not sure I understand what the problem is. I understand that we need more time. And the only thing that I can say is that there will be a number of new members. I think there will be at least 9 new members. And there will be at least 7. But there will be a number of new members. They won't know anything about the others on the board with regard to whom to elect. I know 3 people who are running who would be new members if they're elected. They don't understand how this thing is organized. And so, you know, in terms of it making the practical problems about whether people could make an informed vote, that's going to be difficult. But I don't quite understand. I was kind of listening, but, you know, I don't know.
Anybody else from PFW help us with this? Would there be a problem if the PMB didn't meet and decide this by your next meeting? Would you be able to meet in the event that the PNB, ruled that you would have to have such an election and specified the terms of the election after you meet?
Well, you know, we have a meeting on... regular scheduled meeting on Wednesday the 9th.
Right, that was the point. We were going to try and do our meeting before that, but Bob was trying to raise the argument that it's sort of irrelevant if we do it before that because there wouldn't be time for you to properly notice this agenda item. I don't think that it is. You do need to notice this agenda item, although, to be honest, I'm shooting from the hip and would have to check a little more. But what I'm asking is, could you meet, is it feasible for you guys to set a second meeting after that in the event that you would need to elect your directors?
Well, I could certainly find out by tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, it will be difficult to call another meeting, but we've been, you know, we've actually written and asked for guidance because the election cycle keeps getting pushed back. At this point, there's no date that's been set for the vote count, as you know.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
All right. Can I just say one thing?
That the local station board would appreciate any guidance from the PNB about how to comply, given the fact that the conduct of the election process has completely vitiated the bylaws.
Yeah. Okay. Wendy, you had something?
Well, just real quick. I mean, there's so many circumstances by now, but the first of which, you know, were that there weren't enough candidates there, and
you know, I know that not announcing it on the radio is a big problem, but so but extending it back this far is beyond ridiculous. But what I was asking to speak about is that these are extenuating, they're, you know, extraordinary circumstances, and so I think everybody needs to be on notice that we're going to have to do things like, you know, be able to hold a meeting on a moment's notice, and I think they should notice it now, you know, that be ready for this.
Okay, well,
we can't hold the rest of the foundation has to continue even though it's been so bizarre.
Right. Okay, well, having heard this discussion, there's a proposal that we do it on Tuesday. Lavarne, Lonnie, what is the possibility of the Finance Committee rescheduling its meeting to allow the board to deal with this?
This is Lavarne.
Dave, one more thing. What was the objection to Monday from Mary? She just said two of them couldn't do it. I mean,
please don't. Lavarne?
Yeah, we've set our meeting in line with, you know, what we have to do for our report, which I will not be there for the PNB, and to wrap up a number of issues on the plan. So we've been sort of working toward that date. So as Wendy said, why can't we just do Monday? I mean, I don't understand.
All right. Well, Mary, who can't make it on Monday?
Myself and Chandra, for sure.
I can't. I have audit committee.
Three.
I have finance committee on the night that you've decided to take.
That's the 8th.
It's a Monday night meeting?
That's the 7th.
It is the 7th.
Yeah, our meeting is actually...
okay, you know what I'm going to suggest?
You cannot do a Monday night meeting.
Margaret, okay, that's 4.
Does the board want to vote on this, or does the board want me to pull the board by email and just select the date that
email,
the board?
Please.
Email, please.
Because we need to move.
Email,
forward.
Please.
Is there any objection to my pulling the board and setting the date for the adjourned meeting once I have that information?
Okay.
I'm not hearing any objections. So.
Sure. Can people just say which days they cannot meet?
Yeah, I'll deal with that on email. Okay, so...
Yeah, because you may just point out there are 5 people on the Finance Committee who are in this, who are on the PNB, so that's 5 people we know that can't do it that night.
Unless it's rescheduled.
Whatever.
Okay, we're going to move on. This takes us, I believe, to the agenda, the end of our public session agenda, and now we get to go to executive session. So... I've resent the information about the call-in, and I'd like to take a 10-minute recess and see you in 10 minutes on executive session.
Did you reset the...
Dave?
Yes?
Could somebody call me on my...
I'll do it. I'll call you right now.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, guys. See you in 10 minutes.
Dave, reset the email.